Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and we're joined today by Knoxville City Manager Harold Stewart, talking about a sidewalk project that was brought up at the most recent City Council meeting. And there's some talk of resuming work on the project that was begun about 10 years ago. Could you speak a little bit about the project for us, Harold?
When the local option sales tax was originally approved, it was approved to be used towards infrastructure projects and capital equipment purchases. And one of the projects that was included that could be used for was sidewalks. So even though the city code states that sidewalks maintenance and care and replacement is the responsibility of the adjoining property owner, whether that's a commercial business or a residential home, several years ago, obviously sidewalks had been discussed and been an issue. Obviously, replacing sidewalks has a cost to it, and with the magnitude across the entire city, I'm assuming that the council didn't want to require that significant of a financial burden on the entirety of the community. Mm-hmm. And so when local option sales tax was passed, one of the programs that was included, to my understanding, was the potential for the city to help with replacement of sidewalks. And so since that period, the city has tried to budget every year to do some sidewalk replacements and just kind of make its way around the city. Through part of that process, though, over that time span, some things changed at the federal level regarding ADA compliance, which includes ADA accessible ramps as it transitions from the sidewalk to the street. And so the city also began addressing those issues as it continued its sidewalk program throughout the community. That also increased the cost by almost 50%.
Oh, okay.
So when the local option sales tax was originally approved and money had been projected to be used towards that, there was a significant uptick in that cost. So over the last few years since I've been here and the assistant city manager's been here, we've really tried to budget as much money as we possibly can to help meet the commitment that the city made with that, with the understanding that we would go as long as the money was available. Kind of fast forward to a few years ago when the public considered and voted on the extension of the local option sales tax. One of the main priorities there was downtown streetscape. That transition between the two local option sales tax purposes happened between December 31, 2013 and January 1, 2014. The local option sales tax takes effect in a calendar year, not a fiscal year like the city's budget is. So effectively, the city's financial commitment of local option sales tax towards the sidewalk program ended December 31, 2013. And its commitment then transitioned to downtown streetscape starting January 1, 2014. Again, city staff and council worked to apply as much of the local option sales tax money as we could towards the sidewalk program leading up to the end of December of 2013. Okay. Unfortunately, due to the increased cost of ADA and some of that, there's a section of town that didn't get the full attention of the city like other areas throughout the community did. Last summer and fall, we did do the ADA ramps and all that in this section. So all of the sidewalks around the community should be ADA compliance with the issue of wheelchair ramps and those kinds of things. Unfortunately, in this last section, we weren't able to go in and do what we call the flat work, mainly being the actual sidewalks themselves where we were going through and looking and seeing if there was a break or a lift or a buckle in the sidewalk that would create a tripping hazard. Those were scheduled for replacement. We would remove those panels and flatten them back out and put them level. We didn't replace all the sidewalks. We were doing spot repairs throughout. Unfortunately, in this area, due to the money running out and not having any left after December of 2013, some of that flat work in this specific area didn't get done. And so that was the concern that the citizens were bringing forward, basically just saying, hey, you address this throughout the rest of the community, and unfortunately money ran out before we got here. What they were asking is, can you find some additional money to meet that same level of commitment and service to our area as you did the rest of the city, which is a fair request.
Sure.
So, again, staff will go back. We'll go and do some analysis in that area, identify how many panels of flat sidewalk needs to be replaced, what the potential cost of that would be, and then look at if there's ways that can be funded in this fiscal year and bring those recommendations back to council for final decision.
Okay. Checking on contracts and estimates and all of that.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville City Manager Harold Stewart, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.